Welcome, everybody, to the Live a Big Life free teleclass with myself, Katrina Sawa, and I'm really excited to be doing this call tonight. It's a little different than I'm used to doing, but I'm changing directions in my business. I'm not changing directions. I'm still doing all the business stuff, but I'm rebranding. And so this audio is really the introduction to the new big picture of me, the evolution of me, so to speak. So I know there's some people that have known me for quite some time on this call, and there's some people that have only known me for a few months or weeks, and then there's somebody I know that I talked to right before I recorded that found me yesterday. So I'm going to have to share a little bit this on this call, a little bit about me and, you know, why you want to listen to me and who the heck am I and all that good stuff. But if you aren't on this call, then you are in the right place if you know there's more for you, but you just aren't sure what that looks like. Or you're ready to finally take charge of your life and design the business of your dreams, doing what you love and making lots of money at it because you deserve it. You know you deserve it, whether you're going after money or not right now. You could be serious about what has influenced you in a negative way regarding your business and dreams. We're going to talk about that. It's one thing I've uncovered over in the last 8 years or so in my business, that a lot of other people in our lives tend to influence us, sometimes good, but a lot of times in a bad way. So we need to figure out how to put those people in the right place so that they don't negatively influence us in a bad way and hold us back from really what we're supposed to be doing in our business. And so this call is for you if you are excited about helping others with your gifts, your services, your products, your passions, but you don't really have maybe a clear plan on how to make that happen and impact so many more people, right? And regardless of what type of business you're in or what type of business you may want to start, if you're looking to start a new business, if you're not doing your own business just yet, you want to know that it's going to take working on yourself as well as working on the business in order to be completely successful and happy, in my mind. A lot of times people will dive into one and not the other. They'll work on themselves, but then they don't focus on the business, so they don't make any money. Or they focus all their efforts on making money in their business, whether they succeed at that or not, they still kind of forget about their personal life or their self-care. So we don't want to do that. This call is really about how to get both, and I call it love and money, how to get both love and money in your life for complete happiness. My goal really with what I do and why I'm on this planet is to help people create happier lives for themselves. You may not know that by looking at the Jumpstart Your Marketing website, right? That doesn't necessarily equate to, oh, Katrina wants to help you live your happiest life ever. But that's my goal, because the people that I like to impact and empower and inspire are women who have such a deep passion for doing something, helping people, creating the product, whatever it is that you have that passion to do. I like to help you figure out how to build a money-making, practical, automated business around it so you're not killing yourself working too hard, though, right? We got to do things logically and practically to make you the money, but also create that balance that everybody deserves, and so you have a happy life on all ends. So that's really why I'm here on this planet and why I'm talking to you tonight about living big, living big. It's been the living big phrase has, or live big has been a phrase that I've used since for the past 5 or 6 years. And I came up with it when I was in the process of, writing my book. I say writing my book, but I really wasn't writing it then. I was just conceptualizing it in my head, as many of you might have a book in your head too. So I was thinking about, what am I going to write in my book? And I kept thinking about living big, loving fully. And it's funny, at the time when I was 5 years ago when I was really thinking about writing this book, that I did end up writing, by the way, and it's called Love Yourself Successful. But I went to this training where they were talking about your true purpose. And some of you might have heard of true purpose work and mission, what's your mission on the planet, right? And through that work, again, this is me investing in myself for some business, but some personal, right? And my mission was to help women to love themselves fully, live a bigger life, and leverage their business to complete happiness. And so the love, live, leverage, or the live, love, leverage has been a theme in behind everything I do, even though it wasn't outwardly showing that in my brand. And so that's why I'm for the rebranding. I'm going to, come out of the closet with live, love, and leverage, and with the love and money stuff that I talk about, because I think it's so important and I'm very passionate about it. When I'm coaching with someone one-on-one or in my small groups or at events, I talk about the love and money. I don't always do it on interviews or on my website, and I think it's the thing that makes me different than a lot of different people. So I'm not trying to talk about myself here, just so you guys know, who aren't used to listening to me. The goal of this call is not to just talk about me for an hour, but I want you to listen with ears on how this could apply to your life. Right? How it's going to impact your world. What could having more love in your life or your home life or your love life or life with your friends and family, how could that positively impact what you're doing with your work in the world or what you're doing in order on a day-to-day basis to actually try to get stuff done, right? A lot of people, entrepreneurs, are overwhelmed with all the day-to-day stuff they need to do as a business owner. It is overwhelming. I mean, that's why I have a team of people, right, and assistants to help me. And if you can't hire a team yet, or you don't think you can hire a team yet because you aren't making a lot of money yet to even pay yourself, then we need to figure out how to manage those priorities and those to-dos in our business so that we aren't working too hard. Okay, even every once in a while, yes, do I work late? Of course. Every once in a while I have some deadlines. I have to get some stuff submitted to websites or articles that I write for a newspaper or whatever it is, right? Or I have a live event and I have to prepare a bunch of content, right? So, yes, of course, every once in a while I stay up late and I work extra hours. But for the most part, the way that I want to design my business is around the kind of life I want to live. Right? What's really important to me and what I hope is important to you, there's going to be different priorities for everybody, honestly. Some of you might have a family. Some of you might have small kids in the household where you need to take care of them and you want to be home for them after school. Some of you might be an empty nester where your kids are off playing and you want to go see the grandkids or you want to just go travel, or maybe you're single and you want to go dating, right? You just want to start dating. When I was single and looking for a man, I spent probably 20 to 30% of my time during the week focused on my dating because it was really important to me to find that man. So I spent like 60 or 70% of the time on my business and 20 to 30% of the time on my man search. And because that was really important to me, rather than just saying, oh, well, if it comes, it comes. I'm going to focus on the business right now. No, I didn't do that because it was a really high priority thing for me. So a few years ago, well, many years ago, when I was coaching with a mentor, a couple mentors I've had throughout the years, back in 2006 and 7 and even 2008, it was the big craze to go after a $1 million business. And frankly, it's not easy to build a $1 million business. Do I have people that I know that are friends that are built multi-million-dollar businesses? Yes, but it's a very small percentage of the people that I know, right? So it's not easy. Yet I was led to believe that it would be easy, and all I had to do was this, this, and this, and you'll be a $1 million business. And it's just not that easy. And so, after the School of Hard Knocks, I've changed my focus. I got caught up in thinking I wanted that when it really wasn't what I wanted in the grand scheme of living big for me, what living big meant to me. Right? Living big means to me, and you want to think about what it means to you, is I want to be completely happy. I want to have a partner, a significant other that just adores me and would do anything for me and thinks about me during the day and sends me text messages and brings me flowers every once in a while, not every Tuesday because he has to, right? Or, just someone who encourages me to do better in my business or that, says, yes, you should totally go after that if I want to go to an event or a conference. Right? I want somebody who's really, that's the most important thing to me in my life is the significant other relationship. Everything else, it's a bonus, right? So the second most important thing is how I feel and how my clients feel when we transform their lives and their businesses. That's really the second most important thing. So my significant other, of course, his daughter, you know, who's, I'm a stepmom in training, right? Hopefully we'll get married next year, but family first, and then the passion that I have for inspiring others is my second priority. And then soon after that is myself, my health. And I probably, a couple of years ago, should have put my health before the business because I've had, as some of you know, I've had 2 total hip replacements about a year ago. I just went to the doctor, and everything looks totally normal. Yes, I know, I'm very young to have hip replacements, but I have some kind of degenerative osteoarthritis or something, right, that I didn't see coming at this age. And so I talk about that because you just don't know when life's going to throw you that curveball, right? And it was, luckily it wasn't life-threatening. It was something that could be fixed with surgery. And, of course, there's all kinds of holistic healing options that there were out there for me. And I just chose to go the surgery route. So, and I feel wonderful now, right? But it did set me back a little bit last year in my business, right? But living big to me means having that, just that complete happiness, feeling that the people that I love me back, and they get me, right? That's such an important thing. I was married for 8.5 years, and this was, I think we got divorced in 2005 or something like that. I was married for 8.5 years, and during that time is when I started my business. I had a job when we got married, and he has a job. And I thought he was more entrepreneurial than that, but it turned out a couple of years into my business, he was so uncomfortable with my, you know, up and down cash flow, right? I didn't have the steady paycheck anymore, and he was so uncomfortable with the lack of steady income. Right. Even though we were fine, we were making the bills, we were doing this, everything was fine. It's just it was not that steady paycheck. And he actually was not supportive of what I was doing. You know, not that he was criticized, but in a fact that he was unavailable. Like when I had a speaking opportunity or I would go networking and invite him to come with and meet a bunch of my friends in the business community, he did not come. He had no interest whatsoever in that life or even knowing more about what I did or supporting me. And nowadays, my fiance is just, he helps me at my live events. He likes to network as well in his job. And so we go to networking events together when we can. And it's very supportive. So that's the kind of person I needed. You may not need the same type of person, but I had to realize in my marriage that I had to let go of that because we grew apart. He may not have, actually, he didn't really grow. I grew, right? I grew into what I really wanted to do, and I learned and listened to speakers, and I took courses, and I went to workshops, and I traveled a little bit, and I started speaking and talking to other entrepreneurs, and I found this whole world that was available to me and what else was possible for me to do what really spoke to my heart. And he was not on the same page, and he didn't grow with me. He didn't care about growing with me. He didn't care about knowing anything about that. So, you know, I was in that marriage for 2 years, too long. But in those last 2 years, I cried, you know, I'd go to a networking event during the day or evening, and then I'd come home and I'd work a little bit maybe, and he'd already be in bed, and I'd cry myself to sleep because I was so extremely unhappy in my personal life. And it really was affecting my business. And I don't want that for anybody. I don't want that for anybody. I don't believe that you need to settle for good enough or everything's great except for this with this person. And I'm talking your personal life here, right? And so this could be a wake-up call for some of you who are in this position and didn't think about it. And was it hard to leave? Oh, my God, totally, right? I was an entrepreneur and I had cash flow issues, right? I was like, oh, can I do it on my own? Can I? That was the biggest, scariest thing. And we didn't even have kids. We had a dog and a cat, and I got the dog and he got the cat, thankfully, because I was allergic to cats. Didn't know it until I left. and so I moved out, but I immediately went from that home ownership where I was still paying money on the mortgage with him until we sold the house, which wasn't until at least 6 or 8 months later. And I went out and bought another house. And that's pretty, I mean, that was a pretty dramatic step for me. And I say that because I tell you that story because it was the amount of faith that I had in myself. The faith that I had in myself was so overwhelming. I didn't even realize it at the time that I had this faith. I just took action based on the faith of myself and what I was meant to do. And because I had seen what's possible and what other people were doing and what I could do, all I needed to do was be shown how, right? Be shown the how. And I had hired a mentor, and I was in a mastermind program at that time that he didn't approve of because it was an investment, right? A pretty big investment. And so I had my new mortgage. I had the old mortgage. I had the mastermind investment. I had all the regular bills all by myself. And it was scary. Yeah, it was scary. But I can't even imagine not doing it any other way. It allowed me the confidence and freedom that I needed to really go after what I wanted. And a lot of us don't allow us ourselves to go after what we really want. We think we can't do it. It's not possible. We can't afford it right now. We think all these different things, and I just want to get you out of that thinking. Thinking, thinking. Someone said one time, thinking, thinking, right? Instead, think, how can I do this? How can I make it work? How can I get what I really want? And I'm not here to tell you all to go get divorced, and that's not my issue. Because my first event, when I held it in 2009, it was called the Love and Money Business Summit. And I don't know why I ever changed the name, because I was scared that nobody understood the brand at the time. Anyways, there was like four women who came to that event, more than four people who came, but four of the women that came because they weren't happy in their personal lives. And they did want to grow their business, but that was the most important thing, the love part is why they came. And after that 4 days event where we talked really in-depthly about all of this stuff, all four of them went back, and I heard from them afterwards, went back and gave their significant others ultimatums in a way. Like, they didn't just do it rudely or anything, but they basically said, this is it. They made a decision to, because it was such a bad situation for them, and they weren't being supported, sort of like my situation. And they said, look, this is how it is. I'm doing this, and I need support here, and if you aren't willing to do that, then I'm going to leave. And only one of the four actually ended up getting divorced because her significant other was not interested in doing what the direction she was going and going along with that and supporting her. And the other three worked it out. And I know I'm still in contact with one of them to this day, and she has such a better relationship because she took charge of her life. She took charge of what she wanted. She took charge of where she needed to go with her own passion, and she asked for the type of support she needed from her significant other, and she drew the line in the sand and said, this is what I need. If you can't provide it, I'm going to go find somebody who will. So that's all I want to say about that, really, because this isn't just a relationship call. And then there's some of you who are single and not looking, and I feel bad. Like, I was single for quite some years, and I had a relationship for 2 years within the last, you know, between that span. But it was sad. I had a hole in my heart. I had a hole in my heart because I missed that interaction, that connection. And us as women, if there's men on the call, I'm sure you feel it in some way as well. But for women, a lot of times we need that connection. And I just think it's settling if you're denying yourself that connection. You're settling, and you don't need to. I believe there's someone better. The grass is greener. You just haven't found the right grass yet, honestly. And so we just need to find the right grass. So this year I actually launched Under the Table, Katrina Sawa's online dating program for women over 40. I was teaching my online dating secrets. And so, I mean, I'm so passionate about that. And on the other end, I'm so passionate about helping you with the nitty-gritty of your business and looking at the big picture and what kind of products and programs and services you need to offer, and then how to market it and get clients, and how to raise your rates and get paid and show the value and build your confidence over there, and then what to do on the website and all these little nitty-gritty things in your business. I just can't help it. So I told my coach, you know, my coaches recently, and I said, I've got to do Love and Money. And so that's really, you know, why I'm here talking to you on this call. Now, my definition of living big is big stands for believe, invest, and give. Believe in yourself, invest in yourself, and give to yourself in order to create your happiest life ever. You've got to believe, right? I told you I had that faith. And you've got to invest in yourself. I invested a couple $100,000 in myself and my own learning, personal development. I've taken relationship courses. I've taken business courses. I've been in multiple mastermind programs with different mentors. And then I give. I give to myself now even more than ever because of the process I went through on my health. You know, I make sure I work out. I get enough sleep. I feed myself good food, right? So I give back. I give to others, right? I like give freely with these kinds of free calls a lot. I give free information, and I want to give. I want to give to myself. I want to give to others, and I want to be in that love mode, right? And so, but it starts with yourself. It really does. So, I kind of dive straight into the content. I want to make sure that we do talk a little bit about some of the things I told you you would learn in this call. And then I want to share with you a few ways at the end that you can maybe come talk to me or take advantage of a way to take your next step with me and have me support you, or at least just take some action and make a decision, right? Make a decision, please, to do something by the end of tonight's call, if you can. Decision-making, I tell you, is one of the biggest things I see entrepreneurs not being good at. They're not good at making decisions. And a lot of times it's because we've been burned. Maybe you've invested in something in the past and you didn't get what you thought you would, or the person didn't deliver, or they disappeared, if there was, you know, whatever the reason. Is that you may have gotten burned in the past, and if you haven't gotten burned and you're new to the game, I call it, right? Then there's so many options. Maybe you're just too overwhelmed and you don't know what to decide. That's kind of like that with the health products, right? When I was going through the health issues, I had 20 or 30 different health coaches coming at me, right, with all their little potions and products. Right? Oh, this can help you. Or this modality can help you. This can help you. That can help you. This can help you. I was so overwhelmed I did none of them because there was just too many options. And so sometimes we need a guide. We need a guide to say, where are you? What do you really want from your life? Right? And that's one thing you do want to outline. You want to outline, what do you want for your life? How do you want to design the business? And how does that fit in with your life? We don't want to just fit our life in around the business. We want to fit the business in around the kind of life we want to live, because you can make that happen. So, you know, the decision-making process is not an easy thing. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. We don't know which option to take. Maybe we don't know where the options are to even evaluate with the options. But what I know from successful entrepreneurs is that we make pretty swift decisions, and pretty well educated, but they're pretty swift decisions. We don't sit around and think about stuff for a long time. We either know or we don't know. And a lot of it has to do with our intuition, right? Our own gut feeling, I'm in the process of hiring a personal assistant right now. And I tell you, the first 10 people, or not the first 10 people, but right off the bat in the first day of people that were sending me resumes and things, I was like, nope, you're out, you're out, you're out. It was just a gut feeling. It's like due to what they wrote in the email or whatnot. But the gut feeling just quickly was able to weed some of them out and let me just deal with a few, like a handful of people, right? And so that's one way to do it. But it is about making really good decisions. So first we have to decide what we want. And so it might be fun if you, if you have a piece of paper there, or think about it if you don't, how would you design your life? If you had a magic wand right now, what would you do? How would you wave the magic wand and design the life you want to live? I used to say I wanted to travel all over the country and I want to speak all over the world and da 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 and make all this money. And now it's different. And it's okay if your vision changes. It's okay if your vision changes. Now I'm more of a homebody. I want to be home with the family, right? I want to be doing wine tasting tours. I want to go see family in Washington and Vegas and do some trips and a few little trips here and there. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Mexico. I want to travel with the family. and believe it or not, I like amusement parks. I'll go there any day of the week. So I want to speak, but I want to speak maybe at four big places throughout the year and then some littler places throughout the year. And do a lot more online and virtually, frankly, so I can be home more. So my goals have shifted. My big vision has shifted a little bit, and that's okay. Just know that you're going to be on this evolution, this entrepreneurial evolution, this journey, right? And so what you see for yourself today may change next year. It may change next month. And if you're open to the evolution and you're open to new ideas, okay? So one of the things I talk about with clients is having more leveraged business models and what I was saying in my mission, right? Live big, love fully, and leverage your business. Leverage to me means it means not working so hard, first of all. It's creating systems and structure or programs and products so you don't have to work so hard to make the money you want to make and impact more people in the process doing what you love. So leverage could be systems in your website. It could be downloadable. It could be fill-in forms on your website so you don't have to talk with every prospect. They have to fill out a form to talk to you. You know, it could be having autoresponders when someone signs up for your teleclass like this, right, or a free gift in your opt-in box. Setting up those pre-written autoresponder templates that go out automatically so you can communicate with them and build a relationship with those people that sign up with you without you even knowing they're there. And then eventually someone will click and sign up and take action on something, right? So leverage is doing some of that. Leverage is speaking to groups rather than just doing one-on-one consults all day. So you can talk to more people and leverage your time. Leverage is holding group programs, possibly, and getting paid for having 20 people in a group program rather than one-on-one work that's going to fill up your calendar faster, right? And leveraging your income in the process. So there's all kinds of ways to leverage in your business, no matter what industry. You know, I have roofing company clients who you'd think, okay, they need to sell a new roof or a repair, right? That's pretty much all they got, sell a new roof or a repair. But no, I've got them teaching now other contractors in programs and groups and speaking to build bigger contracting businesses. So it's more of a train the trainer. You just never know. You got to be open to ideas. And somebody called me last night, the idea something or other. Oh, I wish I could remember it. It was really good. I should have remembered that. But I'm full of ideas. And then I show you how to implement the ideas. But first, we have to prioritize the ideas because I know a lot of you are entrepreneurs and you already have a ton of ideas. And that's great. But we don't want to act on every single one. And not every single one of your ideas is going to be money-making. And so sometimes people focus on the wrong idea first, meaning if your goal is to make, say, $3,000 a month in your business, yet you're focusing on selling something for $40 rather than $400 or $4,000, if you can, then that seems silly, right? Because it's sometimes just as easy to sell something for $4,000 as it is for $40 or $400. You just maybe haven't done it yet, or you haven't tried it, and you don't know how to do that. So a lot of what's stopping entrepreneurs I see is the how. It's, you're stopped by sometimes the how to do it, how to do this, how to do that. How can I do this kind of a business model for my type of business? Or how can I help people in that way? I just don't see it, right? You just may not see it clearly. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means we need to figure out how you can do it, right? So that's what I love to brainstorm with people on. Big picture planning. So living big to me also means big picture planning, right? How are we going to plan out our year? I don't usually think too much farther than a year, frankly, and that's just the truth. Okay, some people, some business owners, they have the 5- and 10-year projection forecasts, right? Well, that's not usually an entrepreneur's life. Usually, I say, right? Unless you have employees and you have a big company or something like that. But employees, I mean, entrepreneurs, even if you're making a good amount of income, you may only be able to see 1, maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, because I like to be open. You know, this year I felt like rebranding. I felt like it was time, right? And this year also I needed to simplify. So couple of years ago, yes, last year was the year I did all the surgeries. So the year before that, though, I was running ragged. I had all kinds of programs going. I had a 6-week here and a 6-week there and a 90-day over here, and plus my annual mastermind, and it was craziness. I was always launching something, and I realized, I'm like, oh my God, I got to slow down. I got to simplify, right? So sometimes developing more stuff or more programs is not always the answer, because it just may be more confusing for your prospects or more tiring for you, right? When if you focus on, you know, you do this thing and you do it this way, or this way, which one do you want, right? Simple. So simplifying is still the theme for me this coming year as well. And so you want to think big picture-wise. What does that look like for you? What do we need to – I'm doing actually a marketing planning calendar webinar in a couple weeks. So if you can catch that, great. If not, I might sell it after. I don't know. It's a $49 webinar. It's not that big of an investment. And the reason I'm charging for it is because I want to get nitty gritty on you. I want to get into tactical solutions and strategies. So, you know, I think it's definitely worth $49. I mean, I do this with people that are paying me thousands of dollars. So it's anyways, I love to get out the big calendar for the year and plot out the big things I'm going to do throughout the year. I also use mind maps, which are really cool. If you're not familiar with a mind map, I'll show you on that webinar what it means. You can do vision boards to keep your vision on top of mind. I have all three in my office. Okay, so you can do set your intentions. You can set goals. I have a goal list of 10 goals that are always on my vision board. I change them every year. And you want a little bit of a stretch goal. Okay, so while I don't need to make the millions, I do have a stretch money goal, right? What's the practical money goal from last year to this year? Doing what I know I can do, right? Then what's the stretch goal, right? Maybe adding another 50 or 100 grand on top of that or something like that would be the stretch goal for me, right? So we need to have you focusing on a lot of these different things for the year. In the love side of your life, it's love and your self-care. It's your love life. It's maybe family time, traveling, right? When's the last time you had a vacation? You need to schedule that in, right? Then you want to focus on your business, right? You might need to focus on growth, maybe making more money or raising your rates, developing new programs, adding in new marketing, hiring a team. There's some things you might need to do there to up-level your business to the next step. And, again, we want to look at your motivation level, three things, like your motivation level, your big why, and your attitude, right? And, of course, how you're making the decisions. We already talked about that. But your motivation level, some people that I talk to, they're not doing well in their business, or even if they've been a client for a while, and I don't see them doing a lot of deals, right? They're not getting a lot of clients. I'm like, well, okay, what's going on with you, right? And they're like, well, you know, I'm just not doing this, I'm not doing that. And then they feel guilty because they think they should do this and should do that. Yet they, when I say, like, well, how much money do you need to make? And this isn't usually a client. This is usually somebody who hasn't been a client yet, because we go through the need numbers usually. Okay, what do you need to make every month in order to sustain yourself and not stress out about money? That's the first step, right? We can't get to the $100,000 business until you're at least making $2,000 or $3,000 a month. And then from there, we can go to $5,000, and then from there, we can go to $7,000, and then maybe $8,333, which is $100,000 a year, right? So, you know, you're not just going to go from zero to $100,000 in a year for your first year in business. That's just not practical. Is it possible? Of course, but it's not practical. Could it be a stretch goal? Yes, right? So think about what your need number is, and then how are we going to get you there? How are we going to get you there? And what are you going to sell in order to get you there? Because you're going to have to sell something more than 40 or 50 bucks, right, probably. So for those of you who might be selling products or in a network marketing position or something like that, there's nothing wrong with the network marketing business at all. I usually like to suggest you do it as a supplemental business and do something else for money, especially if you need to make more money. There are a few people, a very small percentage of the people in the network marketing industry are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, very small percent. But most people in that industry are making $1,000 to $3,000 a month on average. So if that's your need number and that's something you're happy with, then that's great. Not everybody needs to make $5,000 a month or $100,000 a year. I get that, right? So, but let's think about why. Why not? Why not make more money? Why not have a goal of making more money? What could you do if you made an extra $50,000 in a year? Could you give back to charity more? Could you send your grandkids to college or your kids to college? Could you go invest in that new home that you want? How about the new car that you deserve, right? It's not all about stuff, but what else could you do or give with more money? We got to find that why, right, and the motivation behind making money, because some people just don't feel like they need to make money. And until you actually bring up some of those things. I had a gal at my event recently who, after on day two, she's like, I was talking about your why and all that. And she's like, you know what? I just don't think I know my why. And that's why I'm not doing some of the things I need to do. And so we talked about it and we discovered her why. And she's like, now I see. And so now she got re-inspired to go figure out ways to make more money. Right? So that could be something that's going on with you if you're not really motivated to do the marketing or the follow-up calls or the networking or the speaking or the whatever it is that's going to bring you more cash flow. If you're not motivated to do those things, it could be your why. It could be also the confidence and clarity that you have in what you're doing. A lot of times, if you're just starting out in your own business, you don't have the confidence that you're as good as somebody who's been doing it for years and years and years. But, I mean, half the time I get somebody like that, they have a master's degree and a PhD, and, you know, and they're like, well, it's my first year in business, so I can't charge as much as the other person because I'm not there yet. I'm just a newbie. I'm like, but you've got a master's degree. And I know there's one of you on the line if you're still listening. And so it doesn't matter. You still are worth it, even if you're just starting. You're worth more than you think you are. Okay, and that's part of your attitude. That's part of your attitude and the confidence in what I call the transformation. What's the transformation that you provide to your clients, prospects, and people that you work with? What's the transformation, right? When they go through your program or work with you or buy your product or whatever it is, how are they going to feel? What are they going to do? How are they going to feel accomplished or, you know, how is it going to change their life? So definitely we've got to boost your confidence more than likely. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not perfectly confident. There's areas I've got issues with. But that's the main premise of the book that I wrote, right? Love yourself successful. Because 60 to 70% of the female clients I was working with, and even some of the men that I was working with at the time, throughout the last 8 years, the reason they weren't doing the marketing and the tactical stuff in their business or making the money was because they weren't confident. They didn't think they deserved it. They felt like they were a newbie. They felt like they didn't. I have one client who didn't feel sexy. She didn't feel sexy, so she didn't do her follow-up calls. I mean, you've got head trash going on in your head, and it's stopping you from going bigger in your life. And we got to get rid of that head trash, or at least we got to turn around and tell it, I don't think so, when it pops up, right? I'm not going to think that way anymore. But another thing that stops us is getting clarity around what we're selling. A lot of times, especially if you're a coach or something, right? And that's a good, the common thing is the coach will come to me and they'll, okay, well, I'm a life coach or I'm a business coach or I'm a this coach. Okay, great. So what are you selling? Coaching, right? They're like, coaching. I'm like, but what are you selling? Well, I have a session that's $100 an hour. And I'm like, okay, we need a package. We need a transformation. Are you selling a change your life in 90-day program? Are you selling a, I have one friend who has a relationship coach, and she promises that you will find the man of your dreams within 1 year of working with her, or the rest of the coaching with her is for free. Like, she will coach you for life. And so she makes that big, bold statement, right? But it's clarity around what you're selling and who it's for and what the transformation is. A lot of times people just aren't that clear. And while we're on the topic of what you're selling, please, 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 probably all of you could go home and double your rates. And I just say that blindly, not knowing everybody who's on the call. But honestly, most people are not charging enough. And if you don't think, if you're saying, well, but Katrina, people aren't even buying at the rate I am right now, then you're talking to the wrong people. That's what I would tell you. I sat next to a life coach one time at a networking event. It was a few years ago. And I don't know, we were probably masterminding at the table with the group or something, and I don't know why the topic came up of price, but I said, well, so what do you charge? Because she was finding it hard to make money or something like that. I said, well, what do you charge? Because that's usually what comes out of my mouth when someone says they're not making enough money. I said, what are you doing and what are you charging? Right? What are you selling and what are you charging is what I ask. And she's like, well, $50 an hour. And my jaw just dropped to the floor, right? $50 an hour. I'm like, well, no wonder. I wouldn't hire you for $50 an hour. I wouldn't think you knew what you were doing. Right? You're too cheap. You don't know what you're doing. Think about that. Think about that. It's huge. I can't tell you how many times I've told that story to people that are not charging enough. And they're like, oh. It's either that or you're hanging out with the wrong people and you're talking to the wrong people or both. And we just have to talk to different people. So to raise your rates does not mean that the people you're talking to now won't buy you. It could be that they're waiting for you to raise your rates so that they know then that you have the confidence in what you do because it shows in your rates or your packages. Shoot, these days you can get clients from anywhere, from most of you. You can get clients from anywhere. You don't have to be subject to your local area. So, you know, how are you making decisions? What's your motivation level? Are you a one or two in your business? Like, well, I don't care if I do my business. I might just get a job. Or if you're not that motivated, that's okay. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Not everybody is cut out to be an entrepreneur. Trust me, it's not an easy path. But those of us who know we are an entrepreneur, there's no plan B. There's no other option. We're not going to go get a job. I don't care what happens. I know I can make money doing what I love to do. I'm so super confident in what I do. I don't care what happens in the economy. It doesn't matter. There will be people that will pay me because I'm that confident, and I'm not getting a job. Are you kidding me? I'm hiring right now, and people are lucky to get a job for $15 an hour these days. I'm like, I can't live on $15 an hour. No offense. I hope they're not listening. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting paid that. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm not trying to laugh it off. But I want more, and I deserve more. And trust me, most of the people I hire, I tell them to raise the rates, and then I kick myself because then I have to pay higher rates. But I can't help myself because they're undervaluing themselves, right? So living big is really seeing the vision of what you want in your personal life, in your business life, right? And then figuring out how to take charge of that and go after what you really want and stop settling. It's believing in yourself, investing in yourself, and giving to yourself the gifts that will allow you to create your happiest life ever. It can be that simple. Now, there's a lot of little things I could tell you. What I promised in this call, the three things you can take today that are all for your low-cost start to start seeing immediate increase in your profits, right? The three things you can take away today that are all for your low-cost to start seeing an immediate increase in your profits. Honestly, confidence and clarity are two. You got to have more confidence in yourself and what you're doing. You got to have clarity around what you're selling. And you got to take action. You got to decide to take the right action. The right action is a key thing. And prioritize those to-dos that you're going to do, right? So in order of importance is something I say a lot with clients and at my events. Like say there's like 20 things you know you should be doing in your business or your marketing or you know, launching a program or whatever it is, or say there's 20 things. 9.9 times out of 10, most entrepreneurs will put them in the wrong order of importance based on your goal. So if your goal is to make $3,000 a month, they'll do the things that are least likely to bring you the revenue first. And then the things that are most likely to bring you the revenue first, they'll do last. Either number one, because they don't want to do those things, and or they don't know how to do those things, like sales conversations, right? Maybe writing emails or marketing or doing videos or speaking. All those things are much easier to get clients from and get paying customers from than, say, doing article marketing, right? Like writing an article and sticking it up online. Very low response, but still somewhat doable to be on the list of order of importance, but lower on the list of order of importance. So I just want to emphasize the order of importance is huge. It is so huge. And to get some guidance on that is so crucial. And again, whether it's me or someone else, if not me though, who? If it's not me who helps you strategize on your order of importance or what else you can do to make money or how to really build a business around doing something you're passionate about and what that looks like and how to build out the nitty-gritty steps. If not me, who? Who's going to help you? It just doesn't fall out of the sky and enter our head. You know, I've done training. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of you have probably invested thousands or tens of thousands of dollars as well. But maybe you haven't gotten what you needed yet, and you still need to get that how, or you need to get the plan, or you need to get the roadmap, or the business setup, or the structure, or the website, or whatever it is. You know, make a decision to invest in that next step for you. And if not now, when? If you don't do it now, then when are you going to do it? Honestly, do you want to leave? You know, are you trying to leave a job? Most people say, well, I'm going to leave the job, you know, in a few years. Are you happy now in your job? No, I hate it. Well, then why don't you want to leave it sooner? Well, I just don't know how. Right? They don't know how. They don't know how to build a business. Let's find out how faster. It's faster to hire someone to help you. Right? And if you don't do your own business, that's fine. But then what? What's going to make you happy? How are you going to build your happiness? Right? So hopefully some of the things I've said today have either I don't know, kicked you in your butt, rocked your world, opened your eyes to what's possible, inspired you to make a decision, take some action, believe in yourself more, go after what you want, give to others, develop a bigger why, want more for yourself. Those are the things I'm really hoping that you walk away with from this call. The number one action step that most entrepreneurs don't take that could literally transform their mindsets and your businesses overnight, it really is, for me, it's hiring a mentor. If I would have never hired a mentor along the way, I would be nowhere near where I am today. I mean, I have a degree in business and marketing. I worked in advertising for 2 years. I worked in the sales and marketing industry for, gosh, probably 10 years in jobs, right? I've been in sales. I've done door-to-door sales. I've sold knives to family members. I've done all kinds of different things. But if I hadn't gotten my first mentor, I had when I got a job. When I was still working, 3 years before, 3 months before I left my last job, I hired a business coach who helped give me a little direction, because I almost started a gift basket company, believe it or not, because I loved creating gift baskets. And I was very creative with my hands. I made jewelry. I did all these kind of things. But she helped me discover that that was not the path for me. I'm a problem solver. I like to work with people. And there's a lot more money in that kind of job as well, or business. So she helped me do that. And my second mentor was the one who showed me how to do it all and how to design it and how to, everything that I do for clients is the one that I hired first. And it was so much faster. In 90 days, I had my whole entire business transformed in 90 days because I knew the how. And I had someone to call on and be held myself accountable for. So I can't even express to you enough that the number one action step most entrepreneurs don't take that could literally transform your mindset and your business overnight is hiring a mentor. Immediately you'll get more confidence when you invest in yourself. It's just, that's the way it is. So, and then real quick, the 5 steps to incorporate in your monthly, weekly, daily practices so you can finally take charge of your life and design the business of your dreams. Number one is keep your vision on top of mind. Keep your vision on top of mind, which is your big why and things like that, but also what you want, right? Number two is surround yourself with like-minded people and people that support you. And don't let those toxic people in your life. Put a bubble around yourself if you have to be near them or if you have to talk to somebody. And if there are people that are negative in your life, make sure you don't, if the discussion around your business triggers them, then don't talk about your business with them, okay? So surround yourself with like-minded people. And that could be a community, you know. I have a mastermind program called the Live Big Mastermind. And that's the goal of that program, is to provide a community of like-minded people who are thinking bigger, taking decisive action, and designing the business around the kind of life they want to live and getting the support to do it and how. So whether it's a mastermind or just getting the toxic people out of your life, do something in that arena, right? And then the third thing is we need to jumpstart your marketing, right? I mean, that's what I'm all about from the core, is really making sure you do the tactical stuff. And so really figuring out that marketing plan, what you need to do in order of importance, what you need to do every day, every week, every month, every year, and possibly even who to help you. And that's number four, which is getting support. So it's your marketing, but then it's support. And what does that look like? It could be an assistant. It could be a web designer. It could be getting a CPA to manage or a bookkeeper to help you get support in those areas. It could be getting a housekeeper getting support. because you don't have time to clean your house because you're so busy with other things. It could be hiring a matchmaker. You know, 2.5 years ago when I was looking for Jason, I didn't hire a business coach. I hired a $6,000 matchmaking service because I was that serious about finding a man. So support, what does that look like for you, right? Is it a mentor? Is it a training? Is it, what do you need for support? Support and training. So your vision and your big why, and then surrounding yourself with like-minded people and a community of people that can help you and not getting bogged down with the toxic people. 3 is jumpstart your marketing. Jumpstart your marketing and really get the right marketing plan in place. Don't just kind of guess at it and throw darts at the wall and say, we'll try this, right? Really figure out how to get that. And then develop a support system to take some of the stuff off your plate that you don't need to be doing yourself, or to train you on some of the things you do need to be doing. And then finally, the last thing in my mind is love. Love yourself successful. Love for self. Love in your life. Just figure out how to get, I mean, for me, it's all about love. The money comes second. The money actually comes, the more I love myself, the more I go out to an event and just be love. I know it sounds silly. And trust me, back in 2008 when I went through this one mastermind, some of my best friends to this day were in that program with me that I had just met. And the biggest theme of the year that I learned that year was just to be love. And I totally resisted it back then. I resisted so much. I was just like, just tell me what to do in my marketing so I can make more money. And they're like, nope, you need to be love. There's nothing else you can do. You need to be love. And I'm like, nope, I don't believe you. I'm not doing that. So I'm here telling you I've made that mistake. Please don't do it. Be love. And so I hope this was helpful. I really, really, really would, any way I can help you, honestly. This isn't one of those calls where I have a big pitch at the end and you can buy this XYZ thing, okay? This is one of those calls where I don't care where you're at in your business or what your goals are, but I want to help you get to that next step now, right now. There's all kinds of ways for me to show you how to do that. I can do it in person. I can do it at my live event. I can do it in my annual program. I can do it through a box CD set, home study program. I can do it on a paid webinar, a teleclass. You can continue coming to stuff for free, of course. I have some clients who will call me after being on my email list for, I remember one was 6 years and another one was 10 years. Those are the only two I remember because they were so drastic. It's like, you've been on my list for 10 years and you're just now raising your hand to talk to me. What in the heck are you doing, right? And I swear to God, I'm not kidding you, that first call, she was like, what was I waiting for? Why didn't I come to you 10 years ago? Oh, my God, right? And just in one call, we transformed her thinking around everything she was doing and how she was making money. It was that big of a deal, right? So I don't want to be that unreachable coach or mentor that's so high price that you can't even touch them at the state of business that you're in. But don't get me wrong, I have to value my time too, right? But I offer some inexpensive ways to at least talk to me once or twice or have a VIP day with me or something to try me out. I'm always open to any opportunities like that. And really all it starts with is a phone call. And I am open to doing a complimentary, what I call a business strategy session. And it really just, it is a strategy session. It's where are you, where you need to go, what's your need number, what's your life looking, what do you want your life to look like? And we talk about it, right? I don't pressure you to buy anything. I give you some options if it makes sense. If you're interested in finding out, we'll give you options. I'm the option girl, right? I'm not. And could I make more money and sell more if I sold you this one thing, my signature jumpstart your marketing system? Maybe, if I had a scripted sales pitch and all that stuff, and I don't. But I want to help you where you are and the next person next to you where they are and the person next to you where they are. And not all of you are going to have budgets. Nobody has a budget for coaching. I don't have a budget for coaching every year, but I do hire a coach every year. Because I know I need it. right? I still need it. I'm 12 and a half years into my business. So, you know, come to a call with me at least. You'll get emails if you've been on this call. I'll follow up with you. There's ways to take advantage of that complimentary business strategy session, but don't wait until you figure it out. Well, when I hear this all the time. Well, when I figure out what I want to do, Katrina, when I build the business, Katrina, I'll come to you for marketing. No. You want to come to me now because I'll help you get there faster. I'll help you figure it out faster. Because you don't have to figure out what you're going to do 5 years from now. You just have to figure out what you're going to do tomorrow. Okay? As soon as you make a decision to what you're going to do tomorrow in your business and you go do it, then the next thing will open up for you. But you're not going to see the next thing unless you actually do the thing today. And I know this for a fact. This is just what happens. I've seen it over and over and over with hundreds of clients. If you don't take action now on what makes sense today, you won't see what makes sense for you tomorrow or next year. So you're never going to figure out the end game by just sitting on it and thinking about it. You need to talk about it, brainstorm it, take action. Tweak it, talk about it, brainstorm it, take more action. That's what you need to do. And so that's why I want to be here to support you. So there is a page you can go to on my website if you want to sign up for that call now. It's askkat.biz, askkat.biz. Questions, just fill out the questions there. All right. I'll also be following up with you on email to remind you to take advantage of that in case you have to go. But is there a lot of stuff on my website? Yes, to sort through. And will it be different in a month or so? Yes. So make sure you pay attention to the emails and watch the products page or the coaching page. You know, I always like to get, when I talk to people on the phone, I don't just sell you the highest price thing. I don't just offer that to you. I want to find out your learning style. You know, one thing I learned, a big lesson I learned along the way of my entrepreneurial journey and investments is that I am not a product learner. I am not a product learner. I have $10,000 at least of online products and home study kits that I've purchased that are sitting on my shelf, many of them with the plastic wrap still around it. Because I don't want to flip through a binder and listen to CDs. That is not my preferred mode of learning. Okay, now do I sell that? Yes, I do, because there are many people who that is a good learning style for them. And I have some kick-butt home study programs. My Love and Money Business home study system is awesome. It's a video system. I have my Jumpstart Your Business in 90-Day home study program, and that's an A to Z. If you're a new business owner, you want that program, if and only if you're a product learner. Because if you need more hand-holding and more support one-on-one or a group to chat with and strategize with, then you know, don't waste your money on the online products. No offense, but and you may have already done this and found this out, unfortunately, right? But I'm trying to save those of you who haven't some money. And honestly, the do-it-yourself ones are cheaper, and that's why I did it before, right? We always do that. We say, well, I could hire her for X thousands of dollars, or I could spend a few hundred dollars and buy the box kit. Well, I'm going to spend a few hundred, but then it doesn't get open, so then you don't get the results and you don't implement the strategies, and therefore you're losing, right? So it's better sometimes if you're a learner like me that either I need to learn in a workshop or on one-on-one calls or in person, not in a group program. I don't do well in a group program either. So just know your learning style. Right? I have them all. I have all the different ways that you would be learning, and they're all different price points. I mean, you can get the book for $15, $16 or something like that. If you want to start with the book, take action today. Great. Go get the book. Right? But do something. And if it's not me, then who? Maybe I can refer you to somebody that could be a better fit for you. But you have to reach out and you have to ask and say, hey, Katrina, I like what you're saying, but I don't think you're a good fit for me, and this is where I'm at. Can you suggest somebody? Of course I will, right? And I'm not just, I mean, that just seems silly to even offer on this kind of a call, but that's how much I want to impact your life and help you create your happiest life ever. So hopefully you get that. And I just want to wrap up by saying, you know, you can do anything if you put your mind to it and you take action. You can live a bigger life. You can get that bigger life you want. You can love yourself fully and not settle. And you can find ways to leverage your business in many different aspects in order to create your happiest life ever. So take charge now and go live a big life, you guys. And I will talk to you soon.